suddenly developed a reputation for dogging. Dogging from endogamy, marrying inside the clan, inbreeding. The word was like a slap.
Dogging? But I would never in a million years marry Alejandra. How could you even suggest that we would do such a thing?
It was vile to even think it. To the better families, it was on the wrong side of the incest taboo. Concepcion said,
"You and Alejandra have been the closest of friends since your nursery years, Victor. Inseparable. I've watched you.
We've all watched you. In large gatherings, you always seek each other out. You talk to each other constantly. Sometimes you don't even need to talk. It's as if you know precisely what the other is thinking, and you need share only a passing glance between you to communicate it all.
She's my friend. You're going to exile her because we communicate well with each other?
Your friendship isn't unique, Victor.
I know of several dozen such friendships on this ship, and they are all between a husband and his wife.
You're sending Alejandra away on the basis that she and I have a romantic relationship when we don't.
It's an innocent relationship, Victor. Everyone knows that.
Everyone? Who do you mean, exactly? Has there been a family meeting about us?
Only a council.
I would never make this decision on my own, Victor. Not much of a relief. The council consisted of all the adults over 40.
So my parents agree to this?
And Alejandra's parents as well. This was a difficult decision for all of us, Victor. But it was unanimous.
Victor pictured the scene. All of the adults gathered together, aunts and uncles and grandparents, people he knew and loved and respected, people whose opinion he valued, people who had always looked upon him fondly and whose respect he had always hoped to maintain.
All of them had sat together and discussed him and Honda, discussed a sex life that Victor didn't even have. It was revolting!
And mother and father had been there. How embarrassing for them!
How could Victor ever face these people again?
They would never be able to look at him without thinking of